The Almanacs split up. Some moved to Detroit to help out in wartime work. Pete Seeger ended up in the South Pacific. On Saipan, he missed the music he'd made back home with his friends. Singing under the stars as the waves lapped the shore made a pretty fine time, but something was missing, a way to use music to promote social change. Mario Cassetta of People's Songs West.
We said we'll find some way of getting these songs out where they can be used, and that's why we'll publish them in a bulletin or something, any way we can. It was to use songs for political action in a broad sense, whatever that might mean.
So they've given up. Take a bow, G.I.
This is it, kid. This is the day. This is what we've been waiting for.
When Pete came back from the Army, he was a very different man. He had matured physically. He was an infinitely stronger singer. He was vibrant. He'd always been tense, lean, and bony. Those years of intense physical activity had put some weight on him. He was physically hard as nails. He had worked in Army camps all over the place to all kinds of audiences. He came back with the People's Songs idea in his head, and the same burning dedication that he always had had.
Somebody asked me in those days around January of 46, what's your purpose in life? I said, to make a singing labor movement, period. We really hoped that we could go and sing for unions and they get enthusiastic about using music, union choruses, all. I was hoping to find hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of union choruses. Just as every church has a choir, why not every union have a chorus?
Erwin Silber.
There were great expectations of a good relationship with the CIO when People's Songs was started.
Leo Christensen of People's Songs.
I became aware of the fact that the Cold War was on its way right before the war was even over when I was working the shipyards, because I would talk to these guys. They were scared to death, and particularly scared to death of the Russians. And so they would say, boy, we're going to have to take those Russians on because the war was over.
And another war was beginning as the Cold War threatened the hopes of Pete Seeger and People's Songs. Anti-communism was spreading across the world like a virus. A character in a Woody Allen movie expressed a popular attitude.
The only good communist is a dead communist.
Unions still liked music at their meetings, but the CIO organizers who'd hired the Almanacs before the war were now being kicked out. And People's Songs was being infiltrated by the FBI, who bugged their telephones and typewriter and rummaged through their trash.
But I'd like to be a G-man and go bang, 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 bang. I'd be a brave gang-busting he-man and go bang, 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 bang. I'd put on disguises of all different sizes, and would I win prizes for telling who spies is? Gee, but I'd like to be a G-man and go bang, 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 stick 'em up.
Eventually, People's Songs placed their fate on supporting Henry Wallace for president in 1948.
I am committed to peaceful negotiations with the Soviet government.
1948 was the year of the Progressive Party and Henry Wallace. Today, it seems like a footnote to history, but there's no way to describe the excitement that surrounded that movement on the left.
Talk about him, we'll sing about him and preach
well,
it.
Let us talk
about him, Henry Wallace is the man.
Well, Wallace is the man for you and me. He came to set this country free. He traveled east, traveled west, went with Roosevelt, stood the test. He went way down in the southern land, spoken the truth unto every man.
Way down in each land.
This is the beginning of the Cold War. Wallace had broken with Truman around the question of the Cold War. Wallace campaign hired us, gave us money. We put out a Henry Wallace songbook. We ran the music at the convention in Philadelphia. We were totally involved in it, and Pete was right in the middle of it. And we knew the price we were paying. We knew, you know, we were losing out with the unions.
In the popular vote, the president has 1.5 million more than the governor.
Henry Wallace has 995,000. Governor Thurmond, 823,000.
President Truman and Governor Dewey of New York defeated Henry Wallace. People's Songs went bankrupt, and its president, Pete Seeger, was out of a job. He tried for grants as a folklorist. None turned up. Instead, as a last resort, he and Lee Hayes of the Almanacs got together with Ronnie Gilbert and Fred Hellerman to form a folk song quartet, The Weavers. They were rehearsing to sing in a Greenwich Village nightclub when the police and Ku Klux Klan started America's first anti-communist riot in Peekskill, New York, in 1949.
We had 8 windows broken. A number of them were broken by more than one time. A guy says, I was a teenager and police came along to us and says, come on, we're going down Ossining Beach and get stones to throw at the commies. And so they piled a lot of kids in a truck and came back with a whole truck and they put one pile here and there. Now, don't get them too big, you have to throw these, remember. Don't make them too small, you want to break those windows.
Let me tell you the story of a line that was held, and many men and women whose courage we know well, as they held the line at Peekskill on that long September day. We will hold the line forever till the people have their way.
My name is Howard Fast. I'm here to tell you the story of Peekskill.
It was Labor Day, and we went 25,000 strong. While 4,000 trade unionists, most of them real veterans, formed a protective guard, we held our concert with Paul Robeson and Pete Seeger and Hope Foy, and it was a beautiful day, a fine performance and a victory for all Americans.
We must keep fighting until we're tired.
You're listening to Pete Seeger, How Can I Keep From Singing?